keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Oh, the grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Gonna meet at the candy store, right at me, my baby and me,
my baby and me,
at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock, glasses and rock again, at 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Again. We're gonna rock, 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 rock,
rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock, rock, rock,
rock, rock, rock,
again.
Come and go with me.
Come and talk about a dozen.
Chances are passes and rock again. We're gonna rock, 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 my baby and me. We're gonna rock, 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 rock,
my baby and me.
We're gonna rock at 3,
rock at three,
my baby and me.
My baby and me.
We're gonna rock at 3,
rock at three,
my baby and me.
My baby and me.
We're gonna rock at 3,
rock at three,
my baby and me.
My baby and me.
We're gonna rock at 3,
rock at three.
Yeah, hey everyone, hello and welcome to the special edition of the Big Beat Show. I got an interesting show for you with rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul, vocal group harmony. And this is a very special show because I'm going to be featuring all recordings. And by the way, I believe I'm going to play everything on 45 RPM tonight, unless I have a problem with one. On the Cub label, a significant label in the late 50s, a rock and roll label especially. And everything tonight will be on that label, a subsidiary of MGM Records. Tonight we start, and by the way, I'll be featuring several things by the Wanderers, the Stereos, and the Velours. But we just heard the Five Reasons and something called 7 o'clock, no, 3 o'clock rock. Man, 7 o'clock is when the Big Beat Show is on. But that was 3 o'clock rock, the Five Reasons on Cub Records. From 1958. We're going to move right along right now. I got a 3-record set for you. I'm going to go back to 1958 for this one, too. Here's the L Tones, E-L Tones, and Lovin' with a Beat.
Lovin' with the beat. Do the chicken, then we do the pop. Have a soda break and do the hop. Ooh, baby, such a treat. Lovin' with the beat.
Bush, hold me tight. Play the record, honey, one more time. Rock the music, make me feel so fine. Ooh, baby, such a treat, love me with the beat. Love with the beat, uh-huh. Love with the beat, oh yeah. Love with the beat, uh-huh. Love with the beat, love with the beat.
Now this is Jocko, checking out show with the big bad host Lou Araldo.
I'll be right over, baby.
Tonight, well, baby, sitting you and me, it's gonna be so nice, you see, when baby goes to sleep, ooh-wee. Tonight, we'll play some rock and sweet and low. Pass me by. We could have fun wherever we tried. Now we're alone, oh honey, can't you see? You and me and baby makes three. Tonight, well baby, sitting you and me, it's gonna be so nice, you see, when baby goes to sleep. Tonight.
tell you, it was a rock and roll label, huh? It's not really rhythm and bluesy at all, and not gospel, and certainly not soul. But we just heard three there. The L-Tones. Cub Records, as you probably knew. 58 was the date. Lovin' with a Beat. Then also from 58, The Devotions. And they sang something really nice called Silly Millie. Just now, the group was The Knickknacks, 1959, a year later. And Baby Sittin' With You. Now, the Cub record label was one of the subsidiaries of a major label, MGM, which was a subsidiary of the movie company also. MGM had other subsidiaries. Metro was another one they had. It came out before, I believe, Cub. A label called Lion, I think, which they put just reissue things on. And another one called Orbit, which didn't last very long. Speaking of not lasting very long, the Cub record label started in 1958 and ended in 1963. It was off for until 1967. That's four more years, and they started up again from 67 to 68. I have no idea why they did that, okay? So 58 to 63 and 67 to 68 were the dates for the Cub label. Now, you know the MGM Lion, which is always on their movies. And this is a cub, a small lion. So they, whoever decided, let's do a subsidiary for rock and roll, said, all right, let's make it a cub of the lion. That's how it worked, all right? I think their biggest record was Handyman by Jimmy Jones in 58 or 59. That was a huge hit, too. But after that, they had a lot of records, but not anything like that. I think even Good Timin' by Jimmy Jones may have been the number two selling record for Cub Records. Let's see. Let's go right now to something. This one by a guy named Rocky Hart, who was kind of a, I don't want to say hillbilly or country, but he had a little country flavor to his voice and everything. Here he is with a group, an uncredited group from 59, doing a cover version, I believe, of a song that was big for Buddy Holly called Every Day.
Love like yours will truly come my way.
heard Marie and the Decors, D-E-C-C-O-R-S. Told you these were all on vinyl. 1962 was the year on that one. She got my attention. I'm the One by Marie and the Decors on what label? Yeah, that's right. Cub Records. Cub. And before that, Rocky Hart, H-A-R-T, an uncredited group, 1959. We heard Every Day. Now, we're going to hear the Stereos in a minute, but I want to make a little trivia comment for those of you who collect records. The Cub, you know, a lot of companies put out what are called company sleeves, and a lot of record collectors like to keep their records in company sleeves as a primary object, and if not, you know, something else after that. The Cub Records sleeves, big red background and white letters, are the worst sleeve. The glue on every one of them basically falls apart from no use. Don't ask me why. The MGMs didn't do that. I think I have something on Metro. They didn't do that, but Cub Records did. So I kind of replaced a lot of Cub Records sleeves with those, you know, plain green ones or brown ones or whatever you use. All right. I knew you wanted to know that, so that's why I told you that. Now, the Stereos, they had three big records. One was a big record. They had three records on Cub Records. We're going to hear one side of each of them tonight, this afternoon, or whatever you're listening. This is the Stereos from 1961. This is their first of three on the Cub record label. This is one side of it, and we're going to listen right now to Please Come Back to Me.
My darling, I love you, but you left me for somebody new. I never been untrue. Why you treat me like you do? So darling, please come back to me. That someone was holding you tight. If worthy of your charms, I want you here in my arms. So darling, please come back to me. My nights is so apart. You know your lips
Hi, I'm Ray Pollard of The Wanderers, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
Ba 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 boo, ba 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 bum, ba 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 boo, ba 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 bum 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 ba 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 ba.
I've been hearing about your romance, and from the way it looks, I haven't got a chance. Though it hurts me and it's such a shame, I know I've got no one but myself to blame. I kept you waiting.
Oh yeah.
A little too long, I kept you waiting.
Oh yeah.
A little too long to tell you of my love.
My love.
Tell you of my love.
My love.
I'm waiting.
A little too long.
I remember when you stayed at a home and used to wait for me to call you on the phone. All I had to do was drop a dime, but foolish me, I never seemed to have the time. I kept you waiting.
Oh yeah.
A little too long, I kept you waiting.
Oh yeah.
To tell you of my love.
My love.
Tell you of my love.
My love.
I kept waiting
too long.
Now I want you in my arms again. I wanna tell you things I should have told you then. But I hear that it can never be, because you're true to him and you've forgotten me. I kept you waiting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh yeah.
A little too long. My love,
my love.
Tell you of my love. I kept you waiting
a little too long.
My love, my love, my love. I kept you waiting a little long.
Oh yeah, we heard Ray Pollard right there. That was Ray Pollard. I got him to do a nice promo for me. A very fine gentleman. And we just heard A Little Too Long by The Wanderers from 61 on the label In Question. And ahead of that, Drifting Apart by Max Starr and the Mellows from 62. Now, that Max Starr was formerly the lead of the Jesters, at least on some of their recordings, and the Mellows, that's Lillian Leach and the Mellows, but it does not sound at all like them, but that's who that is. Max Starr and the Mellows, with credit on the label, incidentally. Drifting Apart. The Stereos, as I said, they're first of three from 61. And Please Come Back to Me.
There's a lonely, aching heart that waits inside. There's a lonely pair of eyes that cries and cries. I'm alone. Longing to hear your footsteps walking
One of my all-time favorites. I like it as an up-tempo record. Great. The Impressors, 1958 for that one. Do You Love Her? And it was the Stereos with The Big Knock. Waiting for that big knock on the door. Well, this is kind of special. This one was never actually issued on the Cub label. It's a test pressing, actually, of a demo, an unreleased demo. And there's only a piano on this. About 1958 is the date of recording. And that's when the L-Tones were in the studio. It was, began the second record tonight was the L-Tones, Lovin' with the Beat. Here they are again. This is something that didn't get issued. You know, a lot of times when a group goes into a recording session, they don't just record two sides. Sometimes record 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12 sides. And occasionally they get issued, and most of the time they don't get issued for various reasons. But this one, not actually a recording, but a demo that was made for Cub to hear what the L-Tones sounded like when they sang a song called Honest, I Do.
You know I love you. I said, darling, are you?
There were three children from the land of Israel.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They took a trip into the land of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
He took a lot of gold and made an idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, well, he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet, oh, yes. Worship the idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
You couldn't move them with the golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
I said you couldn't move them with the golden idol.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
So the king put the children in the fire furnace.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Heaped on the coal and red hot brimstone.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
He made it seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Even burnt up the soldiers that the king had put there.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
With a pair of snow-white wings,
down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children and begin to coo the flames. Then our children got so happy, they went strutting on through the fire, just laughing and talking about the power of the gospel.
Well, Nebuchadnezzar said, hey there, we saw the power of the Lord,
and they had a great time in the house of Babylon.
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Oh, Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach.
The big beat is loud and strong. Take a crazy rhythm as you move along.
Oh, tears.
Well, there's not many versions of Blue Velvet in the rock and roll vein that are bad. And there's another example. It's not bad at all. It's great. That was the Velours with their third of three recordings that they did for Cub. That one in 1959, of course, Blue Velvet. And I said at the beginning that there wasn't any gospel songs on Cub. I forgot about that one. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by the Wanderers. That's because Ray Pollard and that group are very versatile. You know, he is a lead singer. He did jazz. He did show. He was on Broadway and Pearlie, I believe it was. Yeah, and he's just a great singer. So that was the Wanderers from '59. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The L Tones, they were very rough on that one, and the lead singer was flat, and that demo didn't go very far. That's maybe why, I don't know. But that was called Honest I Do by the L Tones. Now, let's see what I can give you right now. How about, let's go to a little nursery rhyme. Here are the Corvairs, 1960, the date of issue on this bad boy. Let's listen to Sing a Song of Sixpence.
Song of sixpence, pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked into a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing.
Now wasn't that a way out dish? Giuseppe for the king,
Giuseppe for the king, about to bow to bow.
Don't you dance with me this way?
Unless you mean.
missing that one. Unless You Mean It by the Stereos, their third of three on Cub Records. That one, 1962. And it was Sing a Song of Sixpence by the Corvairs from 1960. Now let's go back to 1960 again for the second of... You've heard of the Five Satins, right? Yeah, the Five Satins. That's right. They had a big hit. I forget the name of it. Something about the night and an aisle or something like that. How about the second of three by the Five Satins on Cub Records from 1960?
Cigarette that bears lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me so much of you. Tinkling piano in the next apartment. Oh, stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's candid swings. These foolish things remind me of you.
my love, I'll never start to smile again until I smile at you.
There's another big hit that they had was Sorry I Ran All the Way Home by the Impalas on Cub. That's another big hit. But right now, right there, we just heard a great recording by the Velours from 58, the first year of the Cub's existence, and I'll Never Smile Again. And it, as you know, it was the Five Satins from 1960, their second of three on the label, and These Foolish Things. So we heard from people like the Impressors, the L-Tones, the Wanderers, the Velours, the Corvairs, the Stereos, the Five Satins. How about the Preludes?
Once I had an angel that lived within my heart.
Like that one. That's pretty good, huh? The Preludes. By the way, that was reissued on Acme very soon after. Don't ask me why, but that was 1958. The Preludes and Vanishing Angel. All right. Well, looks like we've got time for just about one more record. I want to thank you very much for listening on this very special show. You know, I'm usually on the Big Beat Show at 7 o'clock on WRSU-FM and archived, and that's probably where you're hearing this, at vocalgroupharmony.com. All right, so it's always archived there. You can listen to always last two shows if you go to vocalgroupharmony.com. And by the way, if you have 2 weeks to spend there, you could probably spend it listening to some really great great material and some beautiful photographs, too, that they have out there from Paul Ressler's collection and various other shows I'm sure you'll find interesting. Got time for one more, as I said. I think we're going to finish up again with something by the Wanderers. This one, 1962. Thanks very much for listening tonight. May harmony be with you. Till next time. Here are the Wanderers with As Time Goes By. Good night.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.